What about, if your wife has to go to town to buy a dress, you know, to make sure that she gets the right color, she might take a little square of cloth along with
it. Scrap.
Yeah, you call that a scrap. You ever heard people call that a sample?
Yes.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. What about if a little girl has a very becoming dress on, you might tell her, well, my goodness, that sure is a...
cute little dress.
Cute or maybe a pretty dress.
Pretty little dress.
Pretty dress. What about if you might say, comparing it to somebody else's dress, you say, well, you've got a pretty dress, but I think hers is even...
prettier.
Uh-huh. And talking about if you have there a lot of them, you'd say, well, that one's prettier, but I believe this one's the
prettiest.
Prettiest. Okay. What do you call that thing that a woman wears around or ties around her in the kitchen to keep her dress from getting dirty?
Apron.
That'd be the apron. Mm-hmm. And you'd call this a riding...
pen.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to keep a baby's diaper together, you'd use a
safety pen.
Yeah. And if you bought soup in a store, it would come in a what?
In what? Buy what?
Soup. You buy what of soup?
Soup?
Yeah.
You can.
Can. What are those things usually made out of?
Aluminum, I reckon.
Aluminum or sometimes this other kind of metal that some people cover their houses with. What
ten.
Is that? That's ten. Mm-hmm. That's ten. And you say a dime is worth how many cents?
Do I know?
A dime would be worth how many cents?
10 cents.
Okay. What about, what would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Pants, coat, and vest.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard men call pants anything else?
Breeches.
Breeches? Anything besides pants or breeches?
Overall.
Now that's a one piece sort of thing.
Yeah.
How about trousers?
Trousers.
Mm-hmm. Talking about that coat, you might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
it was the right size.
Uh-huh. Or it fit perfectly. Or
perfectly, something like that.
Something like that, okay. Now let's say if your old suit wore out, you might have to go to town to buy you a...
new suit.
And some boys have you ever seen some boys who just keep stuffing things into their pockets until their pockets just...
bulge out.
Bulge out.
Yeah, yeah. What would you say would happen to a shirt if you put it in real hot water and the shirt wasn't sanforized? It'd probably do what?
It'd
shrink.
Well, it would shrink.
Yeah.
One thing.
Talk about that word shrink. You say something shrinks today. If it did it yesterday, you say yesterday it
stretched.
Well, if you wanted to use the same word.
Yeah. Oh.
I put that shirt in hot water yesterday and it
grow up.
Shrunk or grew up.
Okay. And what about, let's say if this pen were over there on that television and you wanted the pen, you'd tell me to do what?
Go get it.
Go get it or?
Fetch it.
Fetch it or bring the pen, maybe?
Bring it.
Okay. You say, all right. I bring it to you now. If I did it yesterday, you say yesterday I
brought it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if a girl or a woman is getting ready to go out to a party or something like that? You know, she spends a lot of time in front of the mirror, putting on makeup and that sort of thing. You say she's doing what?
Beauty of herself.
Beautifying herself. Have you ever heard people say she's primping or something like that?
Primping. Yeah.
That's been used years back.
Is that right? What about if a man were doing the same thing? If he were getting ready to go out somewhere, you know, fooling with his hair and all that, would you say he's beautifying himself?
Primping himself.
You say primping? Uh-huh.